This is Tana River County Government, Office of the County Public Service Board Citizen Service Delivery Charter. Our vision, to be an exemplary constitutional body in provision of fit-for-purpose county public service. Our mission, to enhance excellency in the county public service delivery by providing the required human resource in the most effective and efficient manner. 1. Advertisement of vacant job positions, requirements indents, approved budget, all documents cited in the advertisement. The process takes 21 days. 2. Shortlisting of candidates for advertised job positions, requirements proof of the minimum requirements as per the advert, 2. Proof of the requirements as per Chapter 6 of the Constitution. The process takes 21 days. 3. Interviewing shortlisted candidates, requirements original and certified copies of academic and professional documents, original and certified copy of national identity card and all other documents as per the advert. The process takes 14 days. 4. Notification of successful and unsuccessful candidates for job interviews, requirements provision of correct contacts during application, this done within 14 days. 5. Appointment of new officers, requirements all documents cited in the advertisement, this is done within 7 days. 6. Creation of offices, requirements written request for establishment of an office by the concerned head of department. 2. Approved departmental organogram. 3. Documents showing proof of funding for the office to be established. The process takes 30 days. 7. Abolishment of offices, requirements written request for abolishment of the offices. 2. Sufficiently documented evidence as to why the office should be abolished. The process takes 30 days. 8. Promotion of staffs, requirements copies of academic and professional certificates. 2. Copies of letter of appointment to the current position. 3. Certified copies of recent pay slips. 4. Copies of national ID card v. testimonials and recommendations v. as per scheme of service. 7. For competitive a vacancy must be declared. 8. Recommendation from DRAC, CRAC. The process takes 14 days. 9. Evaluation on the extent of offices and departments on values and principles, Article 10232, Public Service, Values Principles Act 2015. It's a core mandate and a continuous process. 10. Disciplinary measures on errant county staff, requirements disciplinary report forwarded to the CPSB by the CRAC. 2. Cooperation of the parties involved. This is done within 6 months. 11. Promotion of values and principles in the county public service is dependent on citizen feedback on adherence to the values and principles expected, and it's a continuous process. 12. Advisory services on human resource issues is done continuously. 13. Making recommendations to SRC on terms of service is dependent the forwarded requests, complaints and grievances to the County Public Service Board, and the process takes 30 days. 14. Submission of reports to the County Assembly / departments when there is a formal request to. It's a core mandate. This is done regularly. 15. If requesting for formal information, the requirement is that there should be a written request. 16. If handling public costumers' grievances, the requirement is that there has to be a written request and it can be handled within 30 days. 17. If handling human resource appeals, the requirement is that there has to be a written formal appeal or a written sanction and can be handled within 3 months from receipt of letter. 18. In order to responding to non-compliance cases, the requirements are written request to evidential data and response is given within 14 days. 19. Budget preparation is a continuous process guided by guidelines from both county and national treasury. 20. Raised audit queries are responded to within 14 days. 21. For supply and delivery of goods, works and services, the requirement is that there has to be a requisition / specification / term of reference and the process is completed within 2 months. 22. employees' statutory deduction payment is a core mandate that is done regularly. 23. Confirmation of newly employed staff is done after 6 months with the support of reports from supervisor. 23. Health and safety issues are guided by the National Occupational Health and Safety Service Policy. 24. Performance management reports done quarterly. We welcome feedback on our performance, so we can know to what extent we are meeting your needs. If you have any comments or suggestions about improving our services, please let us know. For complaints and compliments, please contact the Board Secretary/Chief Executive Office at Anna River County Public Service Board, CPSB, P.O. Box 181 70101 Hola at Kazarani, adjacent to DCC's telephone, 07054588888. Email, public.service@tanariver.go.co. Office hours, 8:00 a.m. to 5:00 p.m. Monday a Friday. Alternatively, you can drop your complaint, suggestion in the suggestion box located at the County Public Board offices.